You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Catherine Halpin, the founder of the Halpin Companies and co-founder to an alliance of consulting firms who bring organizational-wide alignment to organizations of all sizes across the globe. Good morning, Catherine, and welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. It's so such a wonderful opportunity for me to be here this morning, so thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours. So to kick things off, tell us what you exactly mean by organizational-wide alignment.
Well, what we mean by organizational-wide alignment, it means getting and, most importantly, keeping everybody on the same page, having a clear vision for your company that's backed up by a plan of action that gets communicated clearly, concisely, and continuously at all levels, helping everybody understand the why, the what, and the how are critical to bringing and keeping this organizational-wide alignment.
And you emphasize the keeping everyone on the same page. Is that difficult in the process?
Yes, Eric, if you've worked in any organization of any size, you know that getting and keeping alignment is the most difficult job of any leader. It's human nature for a leader to want to relax, especially an entrepreneur, because they're wearing 1,000 hats already. So we typically want to relax and not continuously communicate the plan. But with even the slightest hesitation in communication or the tiniest bit of ambiguity, people start making up stories. And when people make up stories, and then they start to take action based on their own stories, their own perceptions, their own reactions, chaos occurs. And then revenue takes an impact. The toll on the entrepreneur and the leadership team it's a huge impact on them, their personal well-being, and turnover increases. If your listeners have turnover, it's because they don't have organizational-wide alignment, I believe.
Get into why this is so important. I mean, can't we just post our vision or our values on posters within the lobby?
Well, that's a typical approach, Eric. Everybody does that. And then what you get is expensive wallpaper because those posters become like wallpaper. Everybody just walks right by them. And more importantly, it's not meaningful to each individual. It's the job of the leaders to help everyone see how their role fits into this big vision and the plan, to communicate the organization's why are we in business, for what purpose, what's the leader's why did I start this business in the first place, or why did I put myself in this leadership role. We got to connect all that with each team member's why. Without this connection, without some kind of emotional resonance, it's just a job for people. And people can choose to do their job or choose not to do their job. But once leaders have connected their people with this vision for their company, their plan for the quarter or for the year, and the why, then people take ownership and initiative. They bring their best self every day. Then they help their colleagues to be successful. Everyone starts to win. The shareholders, management, the team members, the customers. It's really amazing.
And it does make a lot of sense. Today we are joined by Catherine Halpin, the founder of the Halpin Companies and co-founder to an alliance of consulting firms who bring organizational wide alignment to organizations of all sizes across the globe here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Catherine, since our economy is hurting and every company needs their people to bring more to their job, share more about how leaders might build this emotional resonance.
Well, I think it's through storytelling. plus 1,000 communication methods that back up that story. People do not connect with PowerPoint. They do not retain PowerPoint presentations. It's just noise to an audience. It's not a valid communication method. I think PowerPoint is one of the biggest wastes of resources in our economy today. Instead, we have to share ourselves. We have to share why this vision is part of who we are and why it's so important to us and the company and to the world. People need to know our why. Simon Sinek coined this phrase and this method in his books, and it is so powerful because once people know your why, they start to have an emotional connection with you. And then the what is how each colleague fits into this vision. What are we going to produce here as a team, as a company? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it smell like? Once you've communicated at this level of clarity, people start to buy in because they can see it too. Then it becomes easy for them to see how their role is important in this big picture. And if they don't buy in, it doesn't resonate for them, then they can self-select out. But you don't have to put anybody on a performance improvement plan for being a poor performer. They get to choose.
So that's the why and the why not. Is there anything else a leader needs to share?
Well, yes, they have to communicate the plan, the how. Simon Sinek would call that the how. Without the how, ambiguity creeps back in and people start making up stories. And often these stories are things like, we don't have enough time to do this job properly, or we have to cut corners, or we don't have enough resources, or my team's not big enough to take on an initiative like this. Then these stories become the reasons they cannot be successful instead of the reasons they can be successful. It's the leader's responsibility to not give them permission to make up these stories that they cannot be successful.
Certainly helpful information. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip here for the listeners today?
Yes, thanks for asking that, Eric. Organizational wide alignment and leadership, I believe, start with self-leadership. You can't be a leader to a team or a company without first being a leader to yourself. That's why I've written my book, Alignment for Success, Bring Out the Best in Yourself, Your Team, and Your Company. And that book is available on Amazon, as well as an ebook with some subparts of that book. I'm a big believer in building reserves of time, and I have an ebook on those reserves of time that help you be the strategic leader that brings out the best in everybody.
Well, Catherine, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Before you go, tell our listeners where they can get more information about the Halpin Companies online and any other important information the listeners should know about.
Oh, thanks for this opportunity, Eric. Well, our website is Halpin, H-A-L, P as in Peter, I, N as in Nathan, Halpin Company, halpincompany.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Catherine Halpin. Catherine spelled K-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-E, Halpin. And you can follow me on Facebook and LinkedIn. Just look for Catherine Halpin. And look for our book on Amazon, Alignment for Success. As of yesterday, we had 43 five-star reviews. It's received tremendous positive responses. One reader said that she's read it 3 times back-to-back. Another reader said that he thinks it's the modern-day How to Win Friends and Influence People. So it's really been well-received.
And congratulations on those rave reviews. Well, Catherine, we thank you for your time today. Certainly has been our pleasure, and look forward to another opportunity to speak with you again right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Eric. I look forward to that, too.
We have been speaking with Catherine Halpin, the founder of the Halpin Companies and co-founder to an alliance of consulting firms who bring organizational wide alignment to organizations of all sizes across the globe. And for more information, simply visit halpincompany.com. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.